This is the Ray Hanania on Politics podcast. I've covered politics for nearly half a century, including covering Chicago City Hall from 1978 until 1992, full-time working there every day, morning until night, and covering the administrations of seven Chicago mayors from Richard J. Daley to Richard M. Daley. That includes a two-week stint by David Orr as interim mayor between Mayor Washington's death and the city council appointment of Eugene Sawyer as acting mayor. I write three weekly syndicated columns today on mainstream and Middle East politics every week for the Southwest News newspaper group of eight newspapers and on Middle East issues for two major Middle East news sites, including the Middle East Monitor Online in London and the Arab News newspaper in Saudi Arabia. You can get all the information on what I do by visiting Hanania.com or thedailyhookah.com. Or you can also go to RayHanania.com and OnDeadlinePodcast.com to get information on my latest podcast. All of those podcasts are available at iTunes. Thank you for listening to this, and I hope you enjoy this program. You know, if you really want to indict somebody on federal charges, all you have to do is accuse them of a crime, get their testimony, and get it, in a deposition or on the record with an FBI agent, and then interview them several times and show that they slightly lied, that they didn't say what the facts were. They were inaccurate about the facts. That's called perjury, and perjury is a very simple thing, and it could be applied to almost anything. It doesn't have to be a major lie. It could be a minor lie. We saw this occur in the alleged investigation of Russian ties by the administration of President Donald Trump. The investigation began on May 17th in 2017 when the Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein appointed Robert Mueller as a special counsel to the Russia probe. The point of the Russia probe was to prove. It wasn't to investigate. They weren't probing anything. They were proving. This was the left trying to get even with Trump and to convict him of something that really, when you really think about it, is ridiculous. That he conspired with a foreign country to take over government and become the president of the United States by tanking Hillary Clinton. Who didn't want Hillary Clinton's emails to be exposed? Americans have every right to see those emails that she tried to hide. But the fact is that he had them exposed. WikiLeaks exposed them. And somehow they want you to believe that it's a crime. It's not a crime. Then they went into, they expanded the Mueller probe about a month later on June 14, 2017, into investigating, quote, Trump for possible obstruction of justice, because they thought he was going to obstruct justice. And that's like perjury. They can begin a fake investigation and look into something that's totally not true. And any effort you make to thwart that slips and isn't precisely legal, you can be charged with obstruction. You can be charged with perjury. On October 30th, 2017, his campaign manager, Manafort, and his business partner, Rich Gates, were indicted on 12 counts, including conspiracy against the U.S. And now, 2 years later, all right, almost exactly 2 years from when it started in May 17, this is the end of March, so it's been like just 1 year and 10 and a half months, Mueller announced that the investigation was closing. There was no evidence of any collusion or obstruction on the part of President Trump. There was no evidence of any collusion with the Russians to subvert the election process. What they did do, though, they're making a big deal out of how, hey, six former Trump advisors, 26 Russian nationals, and three Russian companies, one California man and one London-based lawyer, have been indicted as a result of this investigation. This was a fishing expedition, and you throw the net wide enough, you can catch anybody. Seven of the people, including five of the six former Trump advisors, have pled guilty, but they didn't plead guilty to working with the Russians. They didn't plead guilty to conspiring to violate the terms of the election. What they pled guilty to were things that had to do with false statements, perjury, and obstruction of the investigation. So if the investigation hadn't been initiated, there would have been no basis to convict or indict any of these people, with the exception of a few. Let's look at them. George Papadopoulos, the former Trump campaign foreign policy advisor, he was arrested in July 2017, and he pled guilty in October 2017 to making false statements to the FBI. He got a 14-day sentence. Paul Manafort, Trump's former campaign chair, he was indicted on a total of 25 different counts by the Mueller team, which were all related to his work, his personal work for Ukrainian politicians and his finances. In other words, the fact that he was Trump's former campaign chair had nothing to do with his indictment. His indictment had to do with work he did for Ukrainian politicians as a consultant and the way he financed his work and managed his money. Rick Gates, also indicted, a former Trump campaign aide and Manafort's longtime junior business partner, was indicted on the same charges as Manafort, mainly related to his work with Ukrainian politicians with Manafort and because of financial mismanagement. And then there was Michael Flynn, Trump's former national security advisor. He pled guilty in December 2017. To making false statements to the FBI. And remember, making false statements means they ask you a question, you say something, and they come back and they prove that you weren't exactly accurate. Maybe you didn't remember, maybe you said something differently, but your statement turned out to be a little different from the facts. Had nothing to do with the Russian investigation, though. And then, of course, there's Michael Cohen, probably one of the most dishonest people in this whole thing. Here's a guy who violated his attorney-client privilege by coming out and blowing the whistle on Trump, allegedly, making all kinds of accusations. They're just stupid. This guy Cohen is such a lowlife. In August 2018, Trump's former lawyer pled guilty to 8 counts. Now remember what the 8 counts are. Tax and bank charges related to his finances and his taxi business, and for campaign finance violations related to alleged hush money payment to women who alleged to have affairs with Donald Trump. What were those finance violations, campaign violations? These are things that he's supposed to know how to manage, and he didn't manage well. His taxi business, what does all this have to do with the Russian probe? Absolutely nothing. And then there's Roger Stone, who vowed he's going to fight his in January 2019. Just a couple months ago, Mueller indicted Roger Stone, who's Trump's longtime political advisor, on 7 counts. He accused Stone of lying to the House Intelligence Committee about his efforts to get in touch with WikiLeaks during the campaign and tampering with a witness who could have debunked his story. So he wasn't indicted because somehow he was doing things to help the Russians, you know, undermine Hillary Clinton. He was indicted because he was lying to the committee. Perjury. He said something that they came back and said isn't exactly true, maybe close to being true, but close isn't good enough. You have to be precisely true. That's why attorneys will always tell you that when the FBI or prosecutors or Justice Department confront you, and that you should never answer any questions, because anything you say could be turned around and you can be burned, even though you didn't intentionally mean it. You may have said something that may not be true in the context of the question that's being presented to you, and that could happen many, many months later. One of the most important aspects of the Mueller investigation was to explore at what level were the Russians involved in the election, and nothing that they did really has come close to bringing it anywhere near Trump. So are you telling me that the United States doesn't get involved in any elections in foreign countries? That we haven't toppled tyrants and banana republics? I mean, I can go through the list of officials that we've dumped that we've undermined, democratically elected officials that we have taken out and violated international law, and yet somehow we want to pretend like, oh no, this doesn't happen. When it happens, it's bad. You know, when the Russians do it to us, and of course, I'll bet any amount of money they'd love to influence the election. But the difference is coordinating that interference with an American politician who wants to, that the Russians favor and want to put into office. This sounds like a novel. What's unbelievable is it became so politicized by the far left and the news media, every innuendo and rumor became a headline fact. It became a fact that became huge headlines. And the truth is, none of that stuff has ever come true. The fact is, Mueller is a failure. Mueller should be is a disgrace. WikiLeaks should be cheered for hacking and releasing Hillary Clinton's emails on her private server. These were emails that were official business about things that they were doing. And the hacked emails from John Podesta, Clinton's campaign chairman, he claimed that Russia was behind the leak. And it doesn't matter who was behind the leak, because it's the facts that what matter. What did the leak say? Were they factual leaks? Listen, I think it would be terrible if Russia hacked one of these politicians and then made up lies about what were in the emails. But there weren't any lies. WikiLeaks has been praised for exposing corruption at every level, and suddenly now they're bad people because they exposed the corruption of John Podesta and Hillary Clinton. I'm telling you, this is ridiculous. Why wasn't the Clintons investigated? Now, you know, it'd be nice if Mueller wants to clean up his name and clean up his act. Maybe he'll turn his guns on Hillary Clinton and start investigating her. Because if anybody deserves to be investigated, it's Hillary Clinton. And as far as the Donald Trump investigation, Mueller should fess up and be honest and admit to everybody that Trump had nothing to do with this Russian probe, that his Russian probe was purely a fishing expedition. And while fishing for shark, and while fishing for these giant bluefins and tuna, he ended up with little minnows. Really disgusting, an abuse of the justice system in this country. Hey, thanks for listening to my podcast. I really appreciate it. You can subscribe to these podcasts. You can subscribe to my columns. Visit Hanania.com to get everything you need. Bye-bye.